Hosting an Olympics can bring a city international acclaim, boost its economy, or create massive debt. Chicago is hoping for the first two as it tries to bring the Olympics back to the U.S. It's one of four cities vying for the 2016 Summer Games and the first to be inspected by an International Olympics Committee evaluation team. As NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, that team just wrapped up a six-day visit.
Chicago is trying to best Madrid, Tokyo, and Rio de Janeiro in this quest to host the Olympics and Paralympic Games of 2016. As the IOC evaluators came to town, Chicago's 2016 committee turned to some big-name help, President and Chicagoan Barack Obama, who, in a videotape message, welcomed the evaluators.
Once you discover the Chicago that I know, the city that I made my home, the city where my wife grew up, the city where we raised our daughters just blocks from where these games will be held, I am confident you will discover that you're already in the perfect host city for the 2016 Olympic and Paralympic Games.
And in what organizers called a watershed development for a U.S. Olympic bid, the administration offered more support. Top presidential advisor Valerie Jarrett will head a White House office for the Olympics if Chicago wins the bid. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the State Department would streamline the process allowing families of athletes to enter the country. Olympic gold medalist and basketball star Michael Jordan also sent a video message, and talk show host Oprah Winfrey attended a gala for the group.
Right at the end of the Midway is Jackson Park.
Over the weekend, the evaluation team toured all of Chicago's planned Olympic venues. Marching bands greeted them, and young athletes performed at a number of the sites. Much of the venue structure is already in place. The city plans to use existing facilities like Soldier Field, home to the Chicago Bears football team. And the venue layout is compact, with many of the facilities clustered around the city's lakefront. Chicago's bid committee asked former Olympic athletes for their input. Gold medal gymnast Nadia Comaneci says the plan will allow many athletes to get to training or competition venues within 15 minutes. Another plus, she says, is the city's diversity.
It's very good for the athletes to feel that if you're not home, that you still feel home because there will be people from your country that live here.
Chicago's 2016 committee says the nearly $5 billion cost of the games will be funded primarily by private dollars. Rio, Tokyo, and Madrid all have blanket guarantees from their governments that cover any financial risk. Chicago has a guarantee of $750 million from the city and state. Even so, Chicago Mayor Richard Daley says the Olympics bid for Chicago is financially sound.
It's very reasonable, very conservative, and very feasible. And to me, that is the key. And most importantly, taxpayers will not have spent any taxpayers' money on this.
The last time the Summer Games were in the United States was 1996 in Atlanta. Bob Qualis with No Games Chicago says they should not come back.
The reality is when you actually go around and talk to people, people are saying, well, you know, why do we need this? They look at the crumbling infrastructure in the city, the crumbling schools, and I think people are generally wondering, why aren't our priorities elsewhere?
The No Games group met with the IOC evaluation team to express its concern, but IOC chairwoman Nawal El-Mutawakil says as the team toured the city, though, it felt strong support for Chicago's Olympic bid.
We have been most impressed to find what Chicago could offer to the Olympic Games and to the Olympic movement.
Next on the visit list is Tokyo, which hosted the Games in 1964, then Rio and Madrid. In October, the full IOC meets in Copenhagen to decide which of the four cities will host the 2016 Games. Chicago organizers hope President Obama will be on hand there to help seal an Olympic deal for his hometown. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.